Zach Mills and Reece Oates have signed today. Zach's always been a player that we've been impressed with when we've seen him at Grimsby. You know, he's a right back, but can cover a couple of positions as well. But he's wholehearted. He's a strong lad. He's a fit lad. He's hunger. He's got good hunger. You know, he wants to do well. He's focused. He's got a non-league background. He's been given the opportunity at Grimsby, and now he finds himself at Morecambe. So, you know, we're hoping to give him that platform to go and progress and fulfil the potential that he's still got at a good age. You know, really eager to do well, and we're pleased to have him on board. It's a position that we need to fill, obviously, with Mitchell Lund going back and Adam McGowan moving on to up to the Scottish Premiership. So, I'm sure he'll do well. And Reece Oates, again, another one, had a good age, you know, plenty of potential. Play we've always been impressed with when we've seen him in the past. I think he scored against us in the past as well. We've seen enough of him over the last couple of years at Hartlepool to know that he could develop into a very good player and maybe go on again to the higher level. You know, again, fit, strong. You know, he's got plenty of pace. Technically, he's good. He can cover a couple of positions. And both lads have shown, you know, when I've met them over the summer, that they're hungry to do well. And, they're striving to be successful and fulfilled potential that they have. And hopefully they can do that now with Morecambe Football Club. So two good signings and hopefully more to follow.
Yeah, and also quite a few of the lads who were out of contract who got signed on again recently. Stephen Old, that was a key one, wasn't it?
Yeah, Oldie come in again. He was fantastic for us last year. You know, if you bear in mind as well that he's coming from a different culture, the moving over here, his wife being, you know, a Scottish girl based down south, you know, him having to move into the area, as I say, you know, he's played in China, Sweden, totally different cultures for him to adapt to. But that just shows the type of person that Stephen Old is. He come a little bit late in pre-season, so we didn't have the full pre-season programme because of the Swedish season finishing mid-June. So, yeah, he took it all in his step. And, when he did get got up and running, I thought he went from strength to strength and turned out to be one of the best centre-halves in the division. So really pleased that he's agreed to sign again in 2 years as well, which is fantastic, because I think everyone knows what you're going to get from Stephen Old. You know, I say about Kevin Ellison being me best signing as a manager, Stephen Old's probably been my most interesting and one of my best also, you know, for us, a club like us, to get a player from Swedish football with a New Zealand background, you know, and never playing in this country before. I think it was a good one for us, and that was proven. So I'm sure Steve, now that he's settled, he knows the level, he knows the culture, he knows the football club. He could potentially be better again, and that would take some doing, because, as I say, I thought he was outstanding last season for us, and a player that the fans took to, all the staff in the building took to, the players, the staff, the non-playing staff. A likeable fella who's striving to do well, and, as I say, really pleased to have him on board again.
You mentioned Kevin Ellison. He's got a new contract. That means he'll be here when he's 40.
Yeah, and again, what's that though? It's age, innit? If you look at Kevin Ellison, how he looks after himself, you wouldn't have him down as a 40-year-old. You know, he's always up there as one of the fittest at the club. He leads by example. He's great in the dressing room. And let's not forget, you know, the two previous seasons, he got 9 goals in both of them. He got 10 last season. So who knows? We should be expecting for more than 10 this coming season. But it'd be like Kev to do that, because that's the type of character he is. He's very focused. He's very disciplined in what he does. We all know that he's a bit of a madman at times, and he is the player that the opposing fans and players enjoy giving stick to. But we know when he's in our corner that we've got a good character in our corner and a winner. And as I said, he's produced over the time. The 7 years he's been here, as I say, he's been my best signing. And, nearly 80 goals in that time. And who wouldn't put it past him to go and get double figures again next season, because he's more than capable, as I say, he's fit and well. Where he may slow up in one or two areas, he might progress through experience into other areas as well. So, you know, he's for us, he's still improving in certain areas, you know, little bits that we work on that he's taking on board. And he's a credit to himself, his family, his profession, to still be a League Two player come his 40th birthday. So really pleased to have him on board. He's a big piece of the furniture of the football club. you know, on the field, off the field. Great ambassador for the club. And as I say, really pleased to have him for another year.
The new owners came onto the scene days before that incredible day at Coventry. How's that panned out over the summer for you?
It's all positive. You know, it's all... not much contact with them, but, you know, I've sat down with them in a board meeting and, you know, they're very focused and they're very ambitious. So it's all good. So hopefully that will continue, the progression, the natural progression. The more they get to know the football club, the more they get to know about owning a football club and all the things that go with it. But so far, so good. And as I say, you know, after the couple of years that we've had, it's a step in the right direction. It's positive. You know, the players are starting to come in now. The fixtures have come out today. We know we've got in a cup, big cup draw at Preston. The players start back pre-season next week. So suddenly everyone's getting excited about the forthcoming season and under new ownership. As I say, it's positive and it's a good thing for us all.
Start with Crewe away. Another highlight of the season is Tranmere away on Boxing Day. I know that's your local game. There's some big games coming up, aren't there?
Yeah, I've not had a full scan through them all at the minute. You know, sometimes, well, most years, there's always the odd game that gets changed from a Saturday to a Friday or a Sunday or whatever it may be. But obviously, you look at who you've got in the first couple. You know, Crewe's a local game for us. You know, Dave Artell, who we know very well. Like all games in the division, they're going to be tough. But, you know, I'm sure we'll be competitive and we'll be going there to try and get off to a good start like we did last season and like we've done in many seasons gone by. So we've looked at that. We've looked, obviously, first home game, Exeter, who are coming off the back of the disappointments of the playoff final. And then we've got the tasty one with Preston away in the cup, which is fantastic for all concerned. You know, hopefully it'll be a similar outcome to what it was last time we went there in the cup. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to put one on the back of the net, but I wouldn't mind that chance again. But as I say, you know, three decent games to start with, and then, you know, the big ones for me being local is Tranmere Rovers. You look over the Christmas fixtures, I think we got a bit of a tasty one away on the 29th away. Is it Colchester? I think it is.
Yeah, I think so.
Carlisle at home, New Year's Day is a big one. And obviously Tranmere away on Boxing Day is a big one for me, living 5 minutes from their ground. And you know, all my partner and my kids being from Birkenhead. So that'll be an interesting one. But yeah, you know, you got to play everyone twice. That's the way it is. And I haven't looked too much into it. I just know we've got over the first couple of games. And obviously the Tranmere fixture on Boxing Day in Carlisle as well, which are two massive fixtures for us.